bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-10. You ready? 17 is the number. He's not ready.
So early this morning, I was at Southside, the Boys and Girls Club, where there was a dedication of a basketball court for our youth. And I always said this in many spaces, that if we don't provide spaces for our kids, safe spaces for our kids, they'll find things on their own to do in our community, and we're not going to like it. While I was at a youth summit, attended by our county exec and our mayor and a lot of our community partners, where we're talking about gun violence with youth, this call comes over. This call comes over as we are talking about firearm violence and our youth. This is unacceptable, Milwaukee. This is absolutely unacceptable in regards to that. This is absolutely preventable, totally avoidable. And here we are having the same refrain about youth and gun violence. There is no place for firearms in our youth's hands. None. And we are seeing this situation play over and over again. And so I'm here to say, as many times as I can, we all have a responsibility to do something. We cannot have bystanders in this work. We have men and women in the Milwaukee Police Department tirelessly working to ensure that we are going to make sure that people who are bringing harm to our community is held accountable. But that's not enough. We need to really wake up about what is firearms doing to our community, especially in the hands of young ones. And so, yes, I am having this press conference to elevate and amplify the discussion that we all have a responsibility in this type of work.
And what do you say to that? What do you say to a mother? What do you say to a father? What do you say to a sister or brother? For those of you who haven't heard from CBS 58, a student at Asada High School in Milwaukee was shot and killed while leaving school today. You heard Chief Norman, but according to a Milwaukee Public School spokesperson, the student leaving the high school located on Cortland Avenue had early dismissal, and after leaving school, they were shot. The shooting happened near
North Hopkins and West Glendale around 11:51 a.m. That's according to Milwaukee police. And the suspects in the shooting attempted to rob the student when shots were fired, hitting both the student and a suspect. The 18-year-old student returned to school for help, prompting the school to go into lockdown, and the student was transported to a local hospital for serious injuries and later died. The 17-year-old suspect was also transported to an area hospital for treatment and non-fatal injuries and is in police custody. The lockdown remains in place as we speak, and Milwaukee police are seeking out additional suspects. Of course, if you have any information, contact Milwaukee police at 414-935-7360 or to remain anonymous, Crime Stoppers at 414-224-TIPS. And you just heard Milwaukee Police Chief Jeffrey Norman at a press conference talking about being at the Boys and Girls Club, talking about the issues, and now we have a place where kids can play in a safe environment. And literally while he's talking, a young man from our Milwaukee Public Schools is shot. I've had people ask, why do you have a truth summit? Why are you going to talk about health care? Because health is the number one thing that you can change. Health is the number one thing that you actually have control over. You can literally put hospitals, and I say this tongue-in-cheek, but you could put hospitals and insurance companies out of business by simply eating right, some light exercise, and don't overindulge. And for our kids, we can have schools where they can learn and thrive and grow and become productive citizens. But yet we have one 18-year-old from Asada High School in Milwaukee that will not. And odds are the other suspects that were with the 17-year-old, odds are they're juveniles who should have probably been in school but decided on this fateful day to rob and kill a high school student. And so we're going to be talking to three superintendents about this type of issue that's going on in schools in Milwaukee. West Dallas Central was just put on lockdown today. We're going to have their superintendent. MPS school put on lockdown today. We'll have the superintendent. Issues we've had in Wauwatosa in the past with fights and possible school closures, we're going to have their superintendent. But that's not going to be the topic. The topic is, where do we go from here? Simple platitudes of doing better won't fly. We heard that earlier. Taking care of your kids won't fly. We've heard that earlier. Making sure they have a safe place won't fly. We've heard that before. Bottom line is, we have to take control of our children. We have to make them accountable, and we have to have consequences. So before you start screaming and hollering about another issue with schools being the pipeline to prison, remember the kids that shot this 18-year-old weren't in school. They were on the street committing a robbery. And if there's something younger people need to understand, is when you pull the trigger and the hammer hits the gun and the bullet fires, bottom line, in the end, dead is dead.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yo, Eddie, man, you got it?
I got it.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. And it's supposed to be 60 degrees this weekend. That terrifies me. That absolutely terrifies me because it's going to be a rough weekend. It's going to be a rough weekend. 833-212-1017 is the number. You got anything you want to say about the shooting at the Milwaukee High School? Go ahead. Hey, what's up, Kwanda, SE, LT, I see it. MPS student shot and killed. Yep, 18 years old. How am I doing, Dimitri? I've been better. School's on the north side near Cortland and Glendale streets. Yep, I think it's District 7. Yeah. That is unfortunate. Hey, what's up, Wiley? What's up, Reginald? How's it going? You got any comments about this shooting? Is this a precursor of what the rest of the school's going to, the rest of the year's going to look like? We're already 6 or 7 above homicides from last year at this time. So it's. And we keep getting the police chief on. We keep hearing what he says. I don't know. Dimitri says, I feel you. You can almost hear the sadness and pain in your voice. It wasn't my son. Jason said, damn, so sad, man. Can I be honest? And this is not to insult any males in the audience. This is not to insult any black men in the audience or just men, period. Hispanic, Asian, straight, gay. This is not to insult you, but I am glad. First of all, I'm glad because I'm a trained law enforcement officer. Was in law enforcement for 30 years. Did everything from major incident response. I was a DAD instructor, vehicle contacts, professional communication, diversity. What's the other one? I said vehicle contacts. Oh, emergency vehicle operation. I was everything except firearms because I just really didn't feel like taking all that time to become a firearms instructor. And I could shoot, but I wasn't into it like that. But I'm trained, and I'm a trained observer and a trained investigator. We've had classes on how to investigate felonies, misdemeanors, all that. When we started taking over felonies as patrol officers, they made supervisors come in and you have to work a scene just like a detective. I wasn't a detective. I don't play a detective on TV. I'm saying this joking. I was a real cop, uniform, in a car. I said that for my friends out of detective, just pulling their leg. But in all seriousness, the bottom line is, and I have to say this publicly, I am glad I don't have a son. I would not want to raise a son today. If he became that between the ages of 12 and 40, I'd be terrified every single day. And I'm glad I have children that are daughters and they're gone. And they're away. And I know it doesn't sound right. And I know it doesn't feel right. But I am glad I don't have a son. 833-212-1017 is the number. Hey, what's up, George? How's it going?
All right. Hey, Dr. Ken.
Yes, sir.
When we were coming up, if you tried to skip school, they would pick you up, and I forget where they would take you.
They would take you to the Boys and Girls Club, and then the cop would write you a ticket. They would write your parent a ticket, and then both of y'all had to go to court to figure out whether or not the ticket was going to stick.
So what happened to that?
They no longer funded TABS, truancy, abatement, burglary suppression. They no longer funded it, so they didn't get the grant, I'm assuming, and so they couldn't keep running TABS. I work TABS every day.
So where'd the funding come from?
I think it was a federal grant that they had. Because a lot of that stuff comes out of the federal government, the Department of Justice.
So as much money as this government has, and I would consider black males almost an endangered species, Dr. Ken.
They're not. They're actually not. But I think because we have, and George, you're 100% right, and I totally agree with you. I would ask you to consider this. Because we have social media, remember you used to go to bed at night and you learned about what happened yesterday or the day before?
Mm-hmm.
We found out about the shooting like 5 minutes after it happened. It was on social media.
See, I'm not on any social media platforms, none at all. I'm not on any of them. They don't interest me and the people I know. I'm not saying it's not good.
No, it's not good. No, good. It's good that you're not on, and social media is not good. You're.
Because most of the stuff I see, people take, you know, even like sometimes when we and you be going back and forth, sometimes people take what you say out of context, then they don't understand what you're saying. Now words are getting passed back
right.
and forth.
Right.
And now somebody want to beat up somebody or somebody want to shoot somebody or something like that. You know what frustrated me, Dr. Ken? If I see something, I'm telling. Anybody told me, if I see something, Dr. Ken, no lie. If I see something, I'm calling the police.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you. I totally agree.
And sometimes it does bother me because sometimes I'm like, okay, what might happen to these young men if the police get over here? Is something bad going to happen to them because now the wrong police are coming over there? But I'm going to tell you, Dr. Kim, my frustration, these young men over in our neighborhood stealing cars. I was going taking my wife to the dentist one day, and a car pulled up in front of us. And these young men had to be between the ages of, I would say, Dr. Ken, 8 to about 15 years old.
Wow.
I knew it was a stolen car right off the bat.
Yeah.
So I called them. What frustrated me is, Dr. Ken, they were asking me a million and one questions.
They have to.
I'm like, they're getting out the
They have to.
They're getting out of the car. Somebody come. I gave a description of the car, the whole 9 yards. I leave. Come back. The boy's still over there with the car. I'm like, I call again. I'm like, they about to get in. Are they getting in the car? Or they seem like they're getting in the car. These are the questions he was asking me. So it just got too frustrated. I said, well, I'm going to follow them. No, don't follow them.
Smart move. Don't follow them.
I'm like, if the police get behind them, now they're going to start trying to run from the police. Then it's going to be a high-speed chase where either they're going to hurt somebody or somebody's going to get hurt, right?
Right.
So they never came. The same young man, 3 different cars, Dr. Kent. I called on them 3 times. One day, I looked up on my Ring doorbell camera. Guess where it was at? In my backyard.
Mm.
The lady across the alley. Now, it's the house that she lives upstairs over this guy. The guy was in his garage, tooling around in his garage. The lady came, because I didn't see it till later on the camera. The lady came out and was saying something to her. Do you know they pulled the gun out on the lady? The dude didn't say nothing. He turned around. Matter of fact, he started arguing with her about saying something to the boys. Now, I haven't seen them for the rest of the year, so I don't know if they stopped doing it or they got caught or whatever, but it was just my frustration. Here I am trying. And I'm like, can't y'all just – they parked the car one night in front of my house, Dr. Ken.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can't y'all just come and put a boot on the car or tow the car away? Same, left there till the next morning. Here they come. Get back in the car and drive off.
And so who do you blame for that?
Who do I blame?
Yeah.
The first blame is on the parents.
Okay.
Because you don't know what your 8-year now, Dr. Keene, again, what is an 8-year-old doing with some 12 and 14-year-old kids in a stolen car?
They're probably related.
And then my second thing, where I know you may not like it, I can't speak for you. You've told me that a million times.
That's right.
That I was frustrated on the police,
mm-hmm.
that they didn't get over here fast enough. And I know that the police department is short on people, and there's so much violence going on. I know their priorities on a stolen car ain't nothing. But my thinking was, at least put a boot on this car or come and tow it. Then they can't get in this car. They might go get another car, but at least this car is locked down.
Right.
Well, so that was my frustration, because it's just like, you know, unless I would have said I saw a gun, then maybe they would. Well, I didn't see the gun on the camera, but one of my neighbors told me that they showed the lady a gun.
Well, you know, we got new laws in Milwaukee and Wisconsin that allow police to tow vehicles used in reckless driving on the first offense. And the vehicle can be destroyed if fines are not paid within 90 days.
The only thing I don't like about that, Dr. Ken, is...
Is what?
If it's a stolen car...
They're not going to tow a stolen... They're not going to do that to a stolen car. They're going to do it when the owner...
Oh.
When the owner is the owner of the car, or the owner of the car is in the family. So now you gave them permission to drive the car.
Because I almost got hit yesterday by somebody driving reckless.
Yeah.
I told my wife, that's probably how my life going to end. It's from body driving in it.
You know,
I don't know if you know
George,
this.
George, you know, you can always move out of Chicago. I mean, you can always move out of Milwaukee, dude. You can just move to Chicago.
You don't know this. Mm-hmm. You don't know this. But I am the victim of a murdered daughter by gunfire.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter got murdered in 2019.
I'm sorry to hear
so
that.
So I know what these parents are feeling. It is something that you move on. But it's something that you never
forget.
Ever get over.
Yeah.
Never.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you much. I appreciate it, George. I get it. That's got to be a tough one. 833-212-1017 is the number. Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
Hey, what's up, Dr. Ken? Hey, I'm with you on that, Dr. Ken. If I had a teenage son right now, 16, running toward 18, I'd be worried too. Because man, it's just so bad to hear.
Turn
that.
Your radio
I
down.
Just saw,
hang on, security mic. Turn your radio down. You don't have to turn it off. Just turn it down.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm still at work. And is that an omen? Because I just met, what's his name? Norman? Chief Norman.
Yep.
Over at the county building today. And Danita Ball. I met her and I asked her, did she know Odell Ball? Oh, that's my husband. I said, hey, tell him Lindsay said, what's up? I said, by the way, when we were scooping back early 20s, me and dude got to fight.
Don't be putting negative stuff on the radio. Hey.
What's that? Huh? Me and him got to fighting. But anyway, I remember Tabs. Now, who was that funded by?
I believe it was a grant.
Who funded Tabs?
It was a grant that the Milwaukee Police Department had, truancy abatement,
and we
burglary
can't get
suppression.
That back?
Well, I don't know if they have it anymore. You know, every time a new administration comes in, new priorities change, and, you know, they got to do different things.
Oh, are you saying it like that? Trump with the
Trump
administration wouldn't want to fund nothing.
What
like
Trump
that.
Gotten to do? Well, I ain't got nothing to do with nothing. You just making
an
assumption.
I know, you just said it comes from funding, and if it's federal money, Trump ain't gonna care about us young brothers getting shot up like that.
Okay.
He ain't gonna fund it. We gotta wait till the next administration to get back in there to worry about something that's gonna benefit our young male.
If I'm not mistaken,
that's
Tabs was under a Republican Bush administration, but okay.
Okay, well then, but Bush.
But
then,
dude, that has nothing to do with anything. If you just don't like
just
Trump, don't like Trump ain't got
funded,
nothing
though.
To do with the conversation. What are we talking about?
All the cuts that he's making,
okay.
That would be anything
all right.
Like that wouldn't be
all
funded.
Right. Thank you,
all
Security
man,
Mike. Dude, really?
Bruh.
And so I heard something interesting today before we go to break, because we got traffic coming up. So if you're in the middle, Democrats and Republicans don't like you. Liberals and conservatives don't like you. So if you lived all your life listening to conservative stuff, and then somebody decides to move to the middle, to the conservative person, they're liberal. Because anything that's not what they talk about and you don't agree with them, it's wrong. So they call people that are in the middle liberal. If you're a Democrat and all you do and think is Democrat, liberal, it's got to be this. If somebody moves to the middle and wishes to look at it from both points, because they're not Democrat, you automatically, oh, they're conservative. And it's unfortunate because that means people on both sides are so blind. They don't see, because it doesn't affect them, they don't see the impact of having a point of view that's from the middle that sees the good and the bad on both sides. So when you stick to your side no matter what, and anybody that disagrees is wrong, you're setting yourself up for failure. Setting yourself up for failure. But I find it amazing, white people never fail like that. Whenever somebody's conservative, whenever somebody's liberal, and whenever somebody's in the middle, they don't look like us, because we're the only people who bash, punch down, and complain about people that don't agree with us, vote like us, look like us, walk like us, talk like us. Now, it's easy to do when you're in the majority, because you really just don't care. But as I'm having conversations with people, it astounds me how culture drives what they think, even when it's bad for them. And it's worse for us. I'll have conversations with some white people and I go, do you hear what you're saying? You're saying that your way is the only way America can be. This is the only way. And there's no room for error. There's no room for correction. There's no room for other people. You have ideas that just logically make no sense. Example, and then we'll get out of here. We talk about population in America. You hear crazy people talk about it's too many people in the world. People like George Soros. Or, it's too many people in the world. We need to get rid of population. The world would be better if there was no people. Well, hey, knucklehead, there'd be no world if there were no people. But the world has enough land mass. You ready? We could go 10 times how many people we got on the earth today, 8 billion. We can go to 80 billion and we still have enough space throughout the entire world to still have all those people. But when you stay stuck in what you think and nobody can change your mind, it's not the other people that don't grow. It's you. And that's why we have this political stalemate. Everybody thinks they're right when both of them are about 40% wrong. And that if Democrats would look at the 60% that they disagree with and Republicans would look at 60% of what they disagree with, you know what they're going to find? Family, kids, home, education, jobs. And after that, nobody really cares.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We have an update to breaking news we first reported at the top of the hour. We've just learned that West Allis Central High School was dismissed early this morning after multiple anonymous threats were made to the West Allis Police Department's non-emergency hotline. You're taking a live look at the scene from News Shopper 12 right now on the left of your screen. We can see at least a couple of squad vehicles there outside of the school. West Allis, West Milwaukee District officials say police received all of the details about the threats at about 8:50 this morning, and then out of an abundance of caution, made the call shortly afterwards to release all students and staff for the day. That dismissal started at 10 o'clock this morning. Students who need later pickup were taken to the Franklin Fieldhouse. Again, these are all the details that we're learning really by the moment. We will continue to follow this breaking story throughout the hour and have any updates on the 12 News app.
And that was this morning. And also this morning, there was the shooting at the Milwaukee Public School High School It's we've got to do something about this. What should be done? 833-212-1017 is the number. Jason said, good afternoon, sisters and brothers listening and watching out of Sactown, Sacramento, Northern California. Reginald said, chaos and commotion at every turn. God protect and save us from ourselves. LT said, endangered species is on the YouTube talking text. And by the way, you can stream and watch us on YouTube at 1017thetruth.com. Scroll down, hit watch now. And make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a minute of any of our live shows. It's unfortunate. It is. Ms. Smith said, you see, I jest, but I do not understand why people who are fed up with all the violence don't move out of Milwaukee. Well, it's home, number one. Number two, we have to look at what other communities did in order to rid themselves of violence. I'm just going to be straight. Our culture causes us not to follow through because for some reason we feel bad or we feel sad about a young boy or man who kills somebody else or robs somebody else or injures somebody else. Steals cars, wreaks havoc through the neighborhood. You want to blame it on something else when, in fact, it's them. And you don't want to hold them accountable for what they did. You would hold me accountable. Why can't we hold them accountable? We have consequences. And the reasons why mothers and fathers and wives and husbands and children are dying is because when it comes time for consequences, we want to blame incarceration rates. But if you didn't get in trouble, the incarceration rate would not apply to you. And then you get mad when Milwaukee is going to hell in a handbasket, and then you want to get mad. Then you want Jesus. Then you want everybody to step up. Then you want to blame everybody. It's the church. It's the school. It's the parents. And the court system needs to hold people responsible. This 17-year-old they just caught, whether he or she, don't know what it is, what the person is, gender-wise, pulled the trigger, they're party to a crime. Homicide party to a crime, and homicide is still 40 years. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017. It's still 40 years. Tracy said, good afternoon, Dr. Ken. One observation to share. I think people are overlooking the fact that our schools are a microcosm of our city. The schools reflect what the city is and what the city does. What does that even mean, though? And Ms. Smith said, George Soros never said that. If I were you, I would look at more documentaries and go through more YouTube videos. George Soros said a lot of things that are antithetical to black people. But I'm just saying. LT said the schools are a microcosm of the family. Milwaukee is doing some great things and some students are as well. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. But when the small amount of people slash students slash children do wrong, just like you want the white kid to be locked up or the Hispanic kid to be locked up when they do wrong to you, you need to lock up the black kids too. You need to have a program or a process for them to learn from their mistakes. You need to have an alternative to jail for those kids that make that first mistake, depending on what the crime is. The problem is the people that are making the decisions for our children do not look like us. We've never had a black district attorney. But the thing that scares me, will the district attorney follow the rule of law or will they follow the easy way out? Because we've been lenient in the past, I don't know, 5 years. And we have not allowed children and adults to reap the consequences of their actions that they gave to the person they did something against. You want to have an excuse for why somebody committed. There's no excuse for committing a homicide unless somebody is trying to kill you. And then it's a very narrow space where you do it legally. Makes no sense. None whatsoever. That one guy said Milwaukee isn't that bad when you see the good side of it. It's not an either or. It's good and it's bad. If you want it to be better, you got to make a change. You have to make a decision. You have to put people in office. You can't cry every time a black kid. It tears me apart when I see some kid that looks like me. And the same for white people when you see white kids that look like you. I get it. That's just how life is. We'll just deal with it. But when I see a black kid get sentenced to life in prison for doing something where their brain in and of itself isn't even fully developed until it's 25. And we're making decisions that alter our entire life. We've got to start that in elementary school. It's unfortunate we got to start it in elementary school, but we do. There's so many things that are missing because parents aren't there, because we forgot to tell parents, hey, stop having children when you're not married. Stop having children when you're not an adult and can't take care of them. But we just don't want anybody to feel bad. Don't tell somebody they're wrong, but they're wrong. And even if you're a teen and you have a baby, both of y'all, you and whoever you had it with, were wrong. And I don't care what you say about it. I don't care what you think about it. That is the honest to God truth. But yet, we let it slide. You know it's wrong, and it's your child, and I know you 15, 16 years old, but guess what? You ain't going on no dates. You're going to take care of your kid. You get to go to school. You get to go to work. Or you get to go to school and work and take care of your kid. Because those are the consequences. We just slip it away. We just let it slide. And then later when the kid does something egregious and we look back and we see a trail of a lot of little things that could have been stopped, but we didn't do it. Because we felt compassion. And the weird part, nobody talks about the victim. The victim of all these crimes and all these homicides. And we just let it slide. But we still forget. Everything you do today actually creates your tomorrow. And that 17-year-old that had a hand in killing that 18-year-old at Asada High School has the rest of his life to think about it. The victim can't. You know why? Dead is dead. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, Appella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, when it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 6 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense play by Pella Windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Also want to remind you that the Truth Summit is tomorrow. Want to say thanks to everybody who signed up. But if you want to sign up, we're there from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Thrive on King, 2153 North, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Drive in Milwaukee. Doors open at 9:30. I got panels. I got truth hosts. I got medical doctors. I got school superintendents. We're going to really be talking about what's going on in this city and how we're going to fix it. You can go to 1017truthsummit.com, sign up, show up, and let's get cracking. Also on the award-winning 1017 The Truth, we are the proud home of Panther basketball. The Panthers continue their road trips, traveling to Lubbock, Texas, to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Scott Juarez has coverage starting at 6:30 p.m. tonight on 1017 The Truth and Milwaukee Panthers Sports Network from Learfield. Tip-off is at 7. Make sure you hang around and check that out. We'll have Tory Lowe's show for an hour, for about 30 minutes, and then Scott Juarez and Milwaukee Panthers basketball. Michael, you're on the award-winning 1017 The Truth.
Well, thank you for having me. And my question is, now I watch the news a lot, and I see the sentencing, and these younger kids are gangsters. They're hard. But have you ever seen, after the camera's gone and they're in their cell, that do you think it ever sinks in what they really got, that this is the end of their life as they know it?
I can only hope. Content? I can only hope. But I have been in court when they were sentenced and saw the dejection, the last trickle of hope slip out of them because they realize that they're never going to see their families or the light of day again.
Okay. Well, hope to meet you tomorrow at the conference, and thank you.
Thank you. And it's the most terrifying look you can possibly have when you see another human being come to the realization that whatever freedom they had, it's over. And when you think about the reason why the entire incident occurred and you roll it back and you start to look, many of the reasons why they take place is emotional. And we can't blame mental health, even though we want to blame mental health and all that. We want to blame all the, yes, mental health is in some of the instances a very, very strong reason why these things are occurring. Mental health that hasn't been dealt with as children. The 10-year-old boy that killed his mother because he wanted to order something from Amazon and like those types of things where you know something's wrong with the kid, but mom didn't want to have the kid committed or go to a mental health institution and the kid ends up killing her. When his sister is saying, hey, he needs help, we have to take the extra step and go to court and have the kid removed from mom. And it's a terrible thing to have to do. But what do you need to do? How far do you need to go to save a life? Taking keys from older people who are driving. Taking cars from people who are killing people, driving reckless, and people are still complaining. Oh, what about this person? Coming up and mitigating reasons why other people should be able to drive like a fool through the city and kill innocent people. One dead person from reckless driving is one too many. It's something that can be stopped, and now we have the teeth to do it. And unfortunately, it's in our community. And we have to live with it. Because dead is dead.